Hello, and I'd like to officially welcome everyone to our Purium Health Products Consumer Education Conference Series. We get together each and every week, and tonight we're actually getting together on a Thursday night, but we usually get together each and every Wednesday night to talk about different health concerns and products and topics, because we here at Purium Health Products believe that knowledge is power. And myself, my name is one of the owners and founders, and then we're lucky to have with us David Sandoval, who is an author of the really great book called The Green Food Bible, and he's the other owner and founder of Purium Health Products, and we're lucky to have him and all his knowledge with us usually each and every week, sharing that knowledge, which again, we like to put that out there all the time, that knowledge equals power. So we're hoping that we can provide a little bit of knowledge to you tonight that you can go out and make informed decisions about your own health and well-being. So, Dave, again, thank you so much for being on the call. Welcome. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing great. And I know that this is a busy, busy time for people. I truly appreciate the time that people are taking out of their lives. I'm sorry that we were not able to be with you last evening. For those who listen in the future, you don't know what I'm talking about, but it is Thursday. We typically have these calls on Wednesday. Last night we had an important political event, the third presidential debate, as well as a couple of sporting events that were actually drawing people away and possibly their interest away. So in the interest of having everyone's best attention, anyway, to the best of our ability, we did change the call to this evening. And we have a very, very interesting call, I believe. And so I just want to remind everybody that Amy and I are fiercely dedicated to your health freedom. And that means your right to choose how your body is treated, either by a physician or by yourself. We always encourage you to have an educated and well-intentioned physician, a medical doctor who understands you and who you understand, someone who is sympathetic to whatever your needs may be. If at some point you are seeking to have what we believe is extreme health, then you are going to need to take extreme measures. If you want to have great health, then you're going to have to take some serious measures. And if you are happy with average health, then you really, you know, could just eat more fruits and vegetables once in a while and exercise a little bit. So what we're looking for is to let you participate in your own life in a way that perhaps wasn't possible just a few years ago because the information, the knowledge was not available. Amy and I are not doctors. We do not profess to give medical advice. To the contrary, we want to empower you to challenge your doctor to give you the very best service possible. And if that means rejecting pharmaceutical drugs or surgeries, then we will support you in that and we will give you the best information that is available, knowing that ultimately that is your choice and that you will only make that choice should make that choice as knowledgeable as you possibly could be. That having been said, as I stated, the voice that we've become used to and truly appreciate is Amy's, so I'm going to throw this back over to you and let you tell us a little bit about what tonight's call will focus on.
Well, the subject of tonight's call is candidiasis, or otherwise known as yeast overgrowth. You may have also heard to it referred as candida or candida albicans. It's a condition that a lot of people are talking about, but you're probably not hearing your medical doctor talk too much about it. In fact, a lot of medical professionals think unless you come in with a raging yeast infection or a vaginal yeast infection that you're crazy, and that's the only way that candidiasis or candida manifests itself, and that's really the only way sometimes the traditional doctors will acknowledge it. But we know, nutritionists know, naturopathic doctors have been acknowledging this for a very long time, that candida is a very serious problem that affects a humongous amount of women. But the thing is that so many of us women don't even know that we're walking around with a candida imbalance, again, because it's just not out there. It's just not publicized so much. So I did want to remind everyone one more time that if you like this information, we do permanently archive it on our website, and so you're welcome to tell a friend and have them go to www.phporder.com, click on the education tab, and click on listen and learn. So with that being said, let's just jump right into the subject matter. If you're ready, Dave, and why don't you tell us exactly what is candidiasis or what is Candida albicans?
Well, candidiasis is an overgrowth of the bacteria that we know as Candida.
Wait, now, is this bacteria?
I'm sorry. My apologies. Candidiasis is an overgrowth of the yeast that we know as Candida. It is typically confined to the lower bowel, in women in the genital tract, in everyone in the mouth and throat. Now, in most people, those people who are, let's say, considered healthy by all other measures, Candida levels are held in check by certain other bacteria. It's like a yin and yang existence within your body. And those other bacteria are called bifidobacteria and acidophilus. And we've all heard of these. Acidophilus is what they say is in yogurt. Now, deficiencies in our immune system, poor dietary habits, and other, causes degrade the levels of bifidobacteria and acidophilus, let's call them friendly bacteria, and that causes the Candida yeast to spread. And when it spreads, when it's not held in check, it can become spread to every part of the body in a way. It's aggressive. And when it becomes aggressive, that means it's multiplying rapidly. And when it multiplies rapidly, it needs to find new homes, a city that's growing, and then it's growing more suburbs, and the suburbs build up, so you keep going out further. Well, this happens if it remains unchecked, and pretty soon it has gone out and colonized, literally colonized, your entire body. And that can lead to a number of symptoms. As Amy mentioned, Candida is very difficult to diagnose because all of the symptoms are typically associated with other conditions. It's like a chameleon condition. It happens, and then the manifestations of the symptoms are almost always misdiagnosed as something else. And so, because of this, Candida is, as Amy stated again so aptly, not only misdiagnosed, it's sort of unknown or ignored, not because people want to ignore it, simply because they don't dig below the surface.
Exactly. They're focusing on someone just being tired, or maybe someone being bloated, or maybe, they're focusing on all the symptoms, and like you
said, they don't ask enough questions, right, Amy?
Exactly.
Well, why don't you, because you know what questions they should be asking, what we need to find out. So we found out some interesting things, haven't we?
Yeah, we found out some interesting facts here that I wanted to share with everybody. And one was that due to the effects of estrogen, also oral contraceptives, pill, if you will, and a higher number of prescriptions for antibiotics, women are, this is crazy, 8 times more likely to experience Candida overgrowth than men. So women are much, much higher risk, I guess, if you will, of having this condition. Also, the typical candidiasis patient is a female between the ages of 15 and 50. Well, that's a 35-year span. That's pretty much all, a good portion of our adult life. So,
can I throw something in for the fellas?
Sure.
The thing is, remember what we said, how it grows, and then eventually it gets into, your lady's mouth, and you're going to kiss her, and then all of a sudden the fellas get it too. So this is, if we are... We are also susceptible to our surroundings, and if you're living with a candidiasis sufferer, you will soon become a candidiasis sufferer.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also, it's interesting that many traditional remedies for the symptoms associated with Candida are things like doctors are prescribing antibiotics, they're prescribing nystatin, cortisone, corticosteroid creams, ulcer medications like Tagamet or Zantac because of maybe the bloating or the gastrointestinal problems. Also the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like aspirin and ibuprofen. But the terrible thing is all of these things that the doctors are prescribing to combat the symptoms are actually promoting the growth of the candida within the body, also destroying the immune system at the same time, because they're destroying the good bacteria within the body. So you have to remember every time that you go to the doctor and the doctor prescribes an antibiotic, and we know, Western medicine, that's pretty much to fix it. Here, you go in with some type of sore throat and, or even sometimes the common cold, and because the doctor wants to make you feel better, and oftentimes you're looking for something, to hang your hat on to make you feel better, they write you a prescription for an antibiotic. And
they'd
so
be better giving off a sugar pill, wouldn't they?
Exactly.
Well, not a sugar pill, but you know what I'm saying.
Right, but of some type of placebo. But it's just a downward spiral because you start taking that antibiotic. It's a what they call a wide spectrum or a full spectrum antibiotic. That means it's wiping out everything, the good and bad. So you wipe out the good bacteria along with the, any bad ones that you might have.
Well, which one grows back faster?
I'm sure the bad.
Well, it all depends how you're eating, but my guess is yes, the bad. Well, let me go down a quick list of, Amy did a great job of sharing some facts with us, and they were definitely, I think, things that we all do need to know. And what you probably are going to expect when you go to your doctor's office is they'll take a vaginal wet smear, do extensive tests like a CT scan or a test of your stool. If it appears that the infection has spread, and they may also provide antifungal medications, but they rarely recommend dietary changes.
Right.
And so if you have current bouts of candida, obviously they haven't done a good job. So let's talk again the causes. Amy said antibiotic use of steroids. And those are the creams that you put on your kids and yourself that they, I say, just my opinion, I have to state that. I put them on my daughter, and I was horrified at what they did to her and her skin. I do not recommend cortisone or corticosteroids and for eczema, psoriasis, and rashes. Just don't do it. Oral contraceptive use, as she stated, because they are going to affect estrogen levels. Food allergens. This is a what came first, the chicken or the egg, but there's a definite relationship we're going to get into. A high sugar diet is undoubtedly a culprit. Heavy alcohol use, undoubtedly a culprit. Nutrient deficiencies, it's a chicken and the egg thing. I think the candida causes them. Stress, definitely a contributing factor, as it is with all immune things. And again, if you are suffering from any immunosuppressive disease, and if you use drugs that suppress the immune system, those are the prime candidates. Again, prime candidates, if you use oral contraceptives, if you have to use steroids, if you use antibiotics, if you use alcohol, have a lot of sugar, and take drugs that suppress your immune system for whatever reason, you are a super prime target for this condition. And so we want you to be able to a certain extent, self-diagnose just in case your doctor is not as astute. And so Amy has put together a brilliant list of symptoms for throughout the entire body. And let's take them sort of one at a time. And we're going to go quickly through them because there are a lot. And so you can find this information on the website. Remember, you're listening to the Purium Health Products Wednesday Night Consumer Education Series. Tonight we're focusing on candida, and this candidiasis battle plan is available on our website at phporder.com. You just simply go to the education tab and click on battle plan.
Exactly.
Go down the list, and you'll find this one, correct?
Exactly, absolutely. Well, let's just talk about some general symptoms. If you have chronic fatigue or lethargy, if you have a lot of headaches, Decreased libido is also a general symptom. Muscle ache, weakness, even paralysis, dizziness, joint swelling and pain. And this is a big one that you really need to think about it. Cravings for food rich in sugar, carbohydrates, or yeast. Like, do you really crave, a ton of sweets, or do you really crave bread? Could be a sign.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's go to the gastrointestinal symptoms. Thrush, as you know, those are the white patches on your tongue or in your mouth, bloating and excess gas, which could also be simply dehydration, rectal itching, which could also be, of course, parasites, indigestion, which could, see how many times there's other potential causes of these things. Indigestion and heartburn, constipation and diarrhea, which seem to be opposites. Irritable bowel syndrome, and we're going to talk more about that. Mucus in your stool, hemorrhoids, and bad breath. No matter how much you brush your teeth, and you're not a smoker, but you still have that bad breath. And those are things that are reflecting in your gastrointestinal system.
Well, in the genitourinary system, it could be persistent vaginal itching or burning, a vaginal yeast infection, frequent bladder infections, urinary urgency or frequency, burning upon urination, even endometriosis, also even impotence.
And those two are going hand in hand. The endometriosis and impotence are oftentimes related. As we get into the endocrine system, remember, this is where, hormones and things like that, premenstrual syndromes, if they are severe, you've got to think candida. If you have cramps and other menstrual irregularities, remember, that could lead to endometriosis. So these things all become related. So cramping and other menstrual irregularities, premenstrual syndrome, let's start looking at candida.
Absolutely. And again, if you have one of these things, maybe you don't have candida, but what we're doing is we're providing a checklist, and the more symptoms that are present here, the more likely that you need to dig a little deeper to see if you are suffering from candida overgrowth. So let's talk about the immune system symptoms. It could be allergies. It could be sensitivity to foods, maybe to environmental allergens and chemicals.
Like someone, oh my God, if anybody has perfume on, I just can't be in the room.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Low immune function, susceptibility to illness or infection, burning in the eyes, chronic ear infections or chronic pain in the ears, even deafness. Or inflammation on damp, muggy days, or when exposed to wet, moldy places.
In other words, if you find that you react when you breathe moist air, if it actually causes your body to have more inflammatory difficulties, that can mean breathing, arthritis, gout, things like that, then this is because the yeast are thriving on the extra moisture. As you're inhaling it, it is suppressing oxygen as well. There's less oxygen being carried to the lungs. The reduction of oxygen is going to increase because, remember, these are going to live in the absence of oxygen for the most part. So the more oxygen there is, it will suppress yeast. And so those are all very much related. Let's talk about respiratory symptoms like nasal congestion or excessive discharge, post-nasal drip, nasal itching, sore and dry throats, coughs, chest pain and tightness and shortness of breath. Of course, those might all be misdiagnosed as something else, a cold or a flu or asthma or, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So easy to misdiagnose. That's why, as Amy said, this is a comprehensive list. And when we get to the end, we're going to expect you to start going through, to go to the website and to mark these things down. If you get to the end, you have one or two things from each category, you've got candida.
Probably so. Also, dermatological symptoms would include, like, if you suffer from eczema or psoriasis, maybe you chronically have athlete's foot or jock itch or ringworm. Also, if you have candidiasis of the skin, which can be red, itchy, like plaques or patches with poorly defined borders. A lot of people I've seen they get them on their arms, they get them under their breast, maybe right in between their legs and their groin area. Also, cracks in the corner of the mouth, or really dry, cracked, chapped lips that don't heal can also be a sign of overgrowth of candida.
Absolutely, and if you get, on those, any place, I think that dry, cracking skin, that could be a possibility of that. So that's really good information. Now, under nervous system disorders, you might find yourself depressed, having mood swings, irritability, you can't concentrate, you have poor memory, you have erratic or spotty vision. These things could also be relating to candida. So, colonic yeast infections have attracted a lot of attention and controversy as being, a factor. Things like Candida albicans, they say, may be involved, as Amy said, in allergic disorders and asthma, chronic fatigue, chemical sensitivities, and any hypersensitivity condition. And so irritable bowel syndrome is one of those things that are very, very much linked. But the question comes, and what we don't know yet is, what comes first on many of these things, the chicken or the egg. And so, unless you reduce the fog, unless you eliminate the fog of irritable bowel, unless you eliminate the fog of candida, you may be masking or causing the progression of a very serious condition. And so what we want to do is we want to recommend some dietary changes, some treatment and prevention. We want to give you advice on how you can have what we can call an anti-candida diet. And when you incorporate Amy and my anti-candida diet and lifestyle, you're going to start to peel back the symptoms, peel back the symptoms, peel back the symptoms. The symptoms that are left, those are the real ones, if you have any at all. And in many cases, you don't. But first, if you fail, and I'm sorry, Amy, I'm being a little long-winded, but this is my final statement before we get into the next thing. If you fail to eliminate candida first, it can mask much more serious conditions and progress much more serious conditions. And so we believe that everyone, this diet that we're about to promote, that this will benefit each and every person to some degree, because to some degree, each and every one of us is affected by candida. Unless you could tell me, you've never used an antibiotic, you've never kissed a girl who's used an antibiotic, you don't eat a lot of sugar or white bread, and you have never been constipated in your life. Because one thing I want to tell you very quickly is the most common cause of candida. Getting a foothold. In other words, candida's got to have the ability to grow before we can allow it to grow. If the seeds never get into the soil, it doesn't matter how fertile the soil is. And so what we're talking about is the colonies of Candida albicans when they're living where they belong. When colonies of Candida albicans are living where they belong, primarily right in the area just before you release all the toxins out of your body. In other words, right there in your colon. And so when you think of a lot of the nasty things that are in that area, Candida albicans is a powerful yeast that is like the prison guards. Prison guards are tough. Candida albicans is like a really tough prison guard. Unfortunately, when you take the prison guard to a tea party, they're not always as effective. They perhaps could break a little bit of china. The bottom line is, if you're constipated, then you are going to create a ladder effect. The stool that you're not releasing is going to back up, and it's going to cause other waste to back up behind it. As a consequence, the candida will use the unreleased matter in your body, and it will begin to climb backwards like a ladder. It will go up, 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 And the further it climbs, then the easier it will be for it to escape and penetrate into your body. And so when you're constipated, you are creating a condition that is, for men and women, that is going to lead to the escape of candida into the upper part of the body where it just simply doesn't belong.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about some preventative measures that we can be aware of to help mitigate or avoid this condition. And one of them would be try to avoid using antibiotics at all possible costs. Avoid using steroids. Avoid using immune-suppressing drugs and birth control pills unless they're absolutely necessary, see if you can find other methods to address those issues. Also, limit the consumption of refined and simple sugars, and especially alcohol, from your diet, and get adequate rest and sleep to ensure good immune function. So those are some things that that you can consciously be aware of to help your body naturally to keep this candida in check and to keep everything in balance.
Well, keep rolling. Let us know some of the dietary changes that you recommend, that we recommend.
Well, on the diet, elimination of those refined and simple sugars is the chief number one thing that you have to do. It's really hard. I tried to go on a strict anti-candida diet, and I have to say it's really, really hard. But if you want to be serious about this, you got to do it. Because sugar is the chief nutrient for candida, so your diet should be low on sugar and carbohydrates. You should avoid fruit juice completely, and you should consume no more than one serving of whole fruit per day. Now, if you're going to be really strict, the only whole fruit that you should be consuming while you're on this super strict anti-candida diet would be green apples or blueberries, because they're the lowest in sugar content. All other whole fruit, if you're going to be the strictest of strict, has too much sugar, honestly. You've got to eliminate alcohol 100% from your diet, because alcohol raises the blood sugar levels and the levels of yeast in your body, and it increases. It also, this is crazy, check this out, it increases the intestinal permeability, which allows the candida easier access to the rest of your body. So basically, it's like when you drink alcohol, it's just opening everything up, and it's just like a little sponge, and says, here, soak all this stuff up and bring it out into the rest of the body, which you don't want to do. You also need to eliminate milk and dairy products from your diet. Milk and dairy products contain high levels of lactose, which is just milk sugar, and they promote yeast overgrowth as well. Milk is also one of the most common food allergens, and it may contain trace amounts of antibiotics. If you're not making sure that you're getting an organic dairy product or a dairy product that guarantees it's produced without the use of hormones and antibiotics.
Absolutely. We have to eliminate food allergens. That is very, very important. And the reason is because food allergens, they bring a lot of things to the table. Aflatoxins, for example. Mold. Yeast. These things come in things like the fancy dried cheeses, dried fruits, and peanuts, things that otherwise you think of as being healthy. So it's not always, you know, the usual suspects. Aflatoxins are now being found in so many different food products that are not handled properly. So let's not put down good foods. Let's consume a health-promoting diet that's rich in unprocessed, but organic foods, foods that are emphasizing vegetables, even lean meats like cold water fish, because omega-3 fatty acids are very good for this condition. And again, add things, you know, to your diet. Use things like garlic and onions, and which are nice antifungal agents. But the truth of the matter is, a change in your diet is not going to be enough for most people, and that's why we recommend a very powerful attack, if you would. We want a counterattack against the candida, and Amy, do you want to sort of give us our game plan. I hate to use military terms. I really do, like battle plan and attack. But the truth of the matter is, if you don't believe that, if you are in a constant struggle to strengthen your body against those forces that would weaken it, then it's hard not to put it into those types of terms, because they're terms we're familiar with. And so if we're going to do our best to defeat the enemy, if you would, and the enemy is that which would in any way weaken us and cause us to not fulfill our stated goal of living a long life free from disease and making a positive impact on the world, those are three very noble goals. We want you to help to accomplish those. So, Amy, I think that the things that we're about to recommend can make a significant difference, and there's a lot of science behind it that will actually support that. We went to WebMD. We went to many, many of the traditional medical websites and literature and books, as well as the alternative ones. And one thing that they all agree upon is that the very first recommendation and the second recommendation that Amy is going to make. And I believe that we've taken it just a little bit further. And so without further ado, Amy, would you please let everybody know our recommended sort of the nutritional superstars of fighting Candida?
Sure. Well, the first thing that we're recommending on our battle plan is the advanced probiotic blend. You have to repopulate your body with friendly intestinal bacteria that compete with the Candida and that promote the health of your intestinal tract and your gut. So the advanced probiotic is an amazing product. We talked about it the whole call last week, so we won't go into every detail of the advanced probiotic blend, but it is the October special. So check that out on the website at www.phporder.com. And it is a very powerful, shelf-stable, friendly bacteria that can help get that candida in check and keep it in its place.
Absolutely. Now, in addition to that, I noticed on WebMD, it says that you should have caprylic acid. Well, what do you know? We happen to have the pure, raw, virgin organic, which is the extra virgin organic coconut oil, which is nature's richest source of caprylic acid. Now, this naturally occurring fatty acid is shown to be an effective antifungal agent. And Candida is a fungus and a fungal, has a fungal component within the yeast. And so our organic tropic oil substitute for cooking oils used in place of a spread like butter or mayonnaise, you can consume 2 to 3 servings daily. That really will make a big difference in your body. Now, in addition to a fungal component, it also has a viral component, doesn't it, Amy?
Absolutely. We talk about, or we recommend Virasure, which Virasure is an awesome product that can assist the body's natural immune responses to, obviously, viruses, as it says in the name, but also the natural immune response to eliminate fungus from your body. So that would be a great addition to your supplement protocol as well.
Exactly. Now, the Virasure is a combination of, I mean, this is an amazing product. I can't even, like, we could have an entire show, we should have an entire show just on Virasure, but I just want to let you guys know that if you go to, let's say, the Mediterranean, and you look at the antiviral research that's been done there, probably the most potent thing you're going to find is olive leaf extract. They love their olives in the Mediterranean anyway. Olive leaf extract, oleoropin, powerful antiviral, antifungal. Okay? Now, if you go to Ayurvedic medicine, move a little bit east, and you're going to find neem. Neem is the number one natural remedy for viruses and funguses. Viral and fungal infections. If you look beyond that, you will find that red marine algae, only 3 varieties of the thousands of red algae in the world have the super, what's called a sulfated polysaccharide. Now, scientific researchers, this was the darling, the superstar of scientific research in antifungal properties among all foods. But because the scientists couldn't isolate it and chemically manipulate it to be a drug, they decided they didn't want to share it with the world. Where Amy and I don't have that problem. It's in here. Both the Gigertina and Dumontassier, that's two out of the three that have been scientifically proven to be the superstars of antiviral potential among all sea plants. And the third one is so difficult to harvest, we couldn't put it in here. So, so we have that as well. And Amy, I know that we have the enzyme that helps to, break down the growth of the bacteria in the blood. And there is one other, now I'm trying to remember, I need
I think you're being facetious. This is the cornerstone of every, nutritional battle plan that we've put together, and that would be green greens. Whether you choose the best of greens, the organic canoe blend, the organic barley green juice, or even more greens, you've got to get greens into your diet because you have to alkalize the body. Because, again, these abnormalities usually do not happen in an alkaline environment. They thrive in an acidic environment. So the more you can give these alkaline nutrients, the more you can introduce those into the body, the better chance you have at controlling the environment or making an environment that is unfriendly to these candida yeast cells.
Absolutely. And in addition to that, green foods help increase the uptake of oxygen by building the strength of red blood cells, hemoglobin. And of course, the increase of oxygen is going to help as well. But I did miss one thing in Virasure, and that was the oil of oregano.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were moving on.
So we have the oil of oregano, we have the olive leaf extract, we have the neem, we have the two types of red marine algae. Now, you could go into a typical health food store and pay hundreds of dollars buying each of those individually and imitating the potencies that Amy and I have put in, and you still wouldn't be assured of the purity and the sourcing that we guarantee. So the Virasure, an amazing product. So if I had to give my four-point press, it would be the advanced probiotic blend, the coconut oil, the Virasure, and the green kamut or the organic barley green. The green kamut blend or the organic barley green, either one of those. That's my four-point press on this product. Again, if you went to the MD.com or then they have a couple of other recommendations as well that we're not afraid of agreeing with, I guess.
They recommend the Garcinia vitamin C, which we have an amazing vitamin C product called C for Nature. They also recommend essential fatty acids, which we have an excellent product called Plus Advantage, where you can get essential fatty acids. So we provide what they're recommending, but we provide it in whole food.
And B vitamins.
So you could get that from, say, Farmina or even Rice and Soluble.
Perfect. So whether you want to add what they recommend as well, because they say to use the probiotics, they say to use the caprylic acid, right? And they mention that you should that there's a viral component that they don't believe they can help you with. And so if you take the enzyme advantage of green drinks, coconut oil, and the Virasure, and sure, go to WebMD and add the vitamin C, but make sure it's natural. The B vitamins, make sure they're natural. The E vitamins, make sure they're tocotrienols and natural. That'll lead you right back to us anyway for Rice Bran, C from Nature, and of course, just the Rice Bran and the C from Nature, because the Rice Bran has the B and the E, and the C from Nature, of course, has the C. So that's in my opinion, Amy, that is a fantastic list of dietary changes, lifestyle changes, and nutritional supplements that will really make a difference in your life. If you're going to, let's say, do some research on your own, you're going to find that thymus extract is a glandular, it's an animal byproduct used by the Chinese that has been used, and lipotropic factors as well, like the green foods and the flaxseed, but lipotropic factors in Chinese medicine are recommended. So we also, like we said, use a lot of garlic and take a little bit of milk thistle. Those are some things that aren't necessarily coming from us, but things that we also believe are important for you to note from a natural healing perspective. It's not always just about us. We want to let you know what you will find out if you do this research in depth yourself. That's why we have gone out and compiled it for you in this battle plan. So, Amy, would you do us a favor? Would you perhaps wrap a little bow on this thing? I want to remind everybody that this has been and will be for a few more minutes the Wednesday night consumer education series, where we believe, Amy and I strongly believe, that if we share knowledge, then we share power. And the more powerful people we have in this world working for the right reason, to live long and to make the world a better place, to be free from disease, these are noble causes, and we're happy to promote them. We don't believe that we're doctors. We're not giving medical advice. We're sharing with you what we've learned through years and years and years of experience. I've been in this industry for over 20 years. Amy started her career in a health food store, studying under a naturopath for 3 or more years before she came on to help lead this company. So combined, we have close to 40 years of experience in the industry, even though we're not even 40 years old when you combine our ages. It's amazing how we did that. So that having been said, Amy, would you please take us through the rest of this information, perhaps a recap, if you would?
Sure. Well, I just kind of want to highlight some of the major things that you can do, to try to either avoid this condition from the get-go or to get over it if you suspect that you have it. One of them is avoid antibiotics. Avoid the steroids, the cortisone, and avoid oral contraceptives if you can possibly do that. Also, you've got to change your diet. You've got to cut out sugars. You've got to cut out alcohol. You've got to cut out things. Some things you may not even think of, like fermented foods. Also, things like honey, nut butters, pickles, raw mushrooms, soy sauce. Just basically sugar in all forms, and things with vinegar, and things made with yeast, like sourdough bread, especially. Also, try to avoid those chemical household products like cleansers and chlorinated water, and again, stay out of the damp and moldy places if possible. Also, this is kind of an interesting tidbit we should have brought up maybe earlier, is to prevent infection or reinfection, you should use a new toothbrush every 30 days. And this prevents against both fungal and bacterial infections of the mouth. And it's interesting.
What if I leave it in the shower? Is that bad?
I think that's really bad. Where it's definitely damp and probably not getting fully dry every day. That's really bad. But also, look at your toothpaste. The toothpaste that most of us purchase, if we're not buying the natural or organic toothpaste, they have a lot of sugar in them. They may be buried with these really long names where you're not sure that that means sugar, but look it up. Investigate that a little bit. And a lot of times if you're very sensitive and you're trying to get the candida in check, if you're introducing that 2 or 3 times a day in your mouth, you're just putting sugar right back in there when you think you're avoiding it completely. So check out those more natural toothpaste that they sell at the health food store, or even brush with maybe baking soda is a natural alternative. So you've got to watch the diet. And then the number one thing you can do is adding the advanced probiotic blend in. When I was really working on my system to reduce the candida, I was doing a loading, what I call a loading dose. I was taking more than just the suggested 2 capsules a day. You can kind of tell, you know your body weight, you know your body. You can kind of figure out what that loading dose will be. I was taking 6 or 8 capsules a day in the beginning to try to get the thing under control. Also, the coconut oil is amazing. The Virasure is amazing. And green drinks. You've got to do 2 to 4 green drinks a day. You've got to alkalize the body. You've got to change the environment in the body. And once you do, you will start to see and feel a difference. And you won't want to go back. You won't want to go back to feeling lethargic. You won't want to go back to having muscle aches and weakness all the time and craving all the sugar and carbohydrate where that literally rules your life. And some of you people out there are probably shaking their head going, yeah, I know what that feels like. When you're just sitting there at work at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're like, I have to have a candy bar. I have to have sugar. You know, you've got to break that cycle. That's the candy that's screaming out, I want food. So, once you start doing these things and you start feeling relief from these, symptoms, it's really great and you don't want to go back. So that's kind of my summary. Take the Advanced Probiotics Blend. It's on special in October. Check out our website at www.phporder.com. If you like this information, if you know someone else that might benefit from it, direct them over to the website, www.phporder.com. Click on education, click on listen and learn, and check this conference call out as well as all the other previously archived ones there. And we hope that we've shared to find beneficial tonight. And I just want to thank Dave for taking time out and being with us. And thank you all for taking time out of your busy lives to be with us tonight.
Absolutely. And sorry that I went away for a minute. I you know how these crazy phones are. I thought I was okay, but suddenly I lost you.
Oh.
that was a great conclusion. I have to really thank you for that. It sort of brought everything into, like I said, you tied it into a neat little bow for us. And I, again, want to say how much I appreciate everybody who took the time to listen in live tonight, and also to encourage all of you to share this information with others. And for all of you who are listening sometime in the future, as this call has been archived, I hope that this information you're going to see is the information that you've been looking for. It's information that you've needed. It's information that you could use. If that is the case, then let others know, and we'll be happy to keep providing it. Amy, fantastic job, and to everybody, a great night.
Thank you very much. You have a great night.
Okay, bye-bye now.